96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Small businesses are often considered the backbone of the American economy. And starting one can be the first step to writing your own paycheck and being your own boss. But it's not easy. It requires work. Well, this is Small Business Week, proclaimed by President Obama. So what do you need to know to start your small business? Well, my guests are Shelley Gross-Wade. She is president and CEO of the Prince George's Financial Services Corporation, and Paula Tillman, president of Absolute Supply and Services, LLC. If you have any questions, any comments about starting your own business, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Ladies, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the definition, first and foremost, of a small business. Shelley, help me with that. What determines whether or not a business is a small business as opposed to a medium or large-sized business?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Harold. Good evening, everyone. Yes, let me say this. Typically, a small business is defined as a business that employs less than 500 employees, and it varies from industry to industry by SBA standards. If someone wanted to determine whether or not they are, in fact, a small business, we usually say, if you think you are, then you probably are.
Mm-hmm.
At FSC First, when we're looking to fund a small business, the first thing that we look at is jobs. How many employees do they have? And then the second thing might be what size is the revenue that this company is carrying. And those two things tend to define the company as being a small business.
You said less than 500?
Less than 500.
That's,
and it
still
varies
a lot
from
of
industry.
People, though.
Yes.
I mean, 499, that's still a lot of folks. Yeah.
Depending on the industry, it may still be a small business.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So, Paula, you have a small business. You have an HVAC business, supply and services. What is HVAC? And you know, are you one of the folks who comes in and is bending over the air conditioning systems and, you know, and getting oily? Because you don't look like it.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Actually, HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Mm-hmm. And no, I'm sorry, I do not do the service side of the business. Actually, I leave that in the hands of the expertise, which is my husband, Thomas Tillman. I, in turn, deal with the equipment side of the business. I do the purchasing, negotiating, and making sure that the equipment is on site for installation or repair.
How did you get into this, and how long have you been in this business?
I worked for a manufacturer's rep for 20 years, and I covered various positions. I get bored pretty quickly, so covering all the positions and knowing that I wanted more out of my life and the freedom to do what I wanted to do, basically in 2007, I chose to leave the manufacturer's rep I was working for. Once I left, I started the business, and since then, been booming.
Mm-hmm. Money a big issue for you when you first started?
Oh, yes. Money was a major issue, a major concern. However, between family members assisting me using my 401k and personal credit cards, I knew that I had to make it.
Or you did the Spike Lee thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
You use
your own credit card. Yeah.
And see, that, you know, that's the thing, you know, Shelley, which is obviously one of the reasons why you are here. Briefly explain to me, what is the Prince George's Financial Services Corporation? Who do you service, and how does it work?
FSC First is a non-bank lender. We're certified by the U.S. Department of Treasury as a community development financial institution, and we're also an SBA intermediary lender.
Mm-hmm.
So with both those designations, we can fund companies anywhere in the state of Maryland. Our primary focus, however, is those companies that are located in Prince George's County. We're subsidized by Prince George's County, so that's our primary market. To Paula's point, as I stated before, she is definitely doing it the right way. Mm-hmm. She started with her own money. She borrowed from family and friends. She invested all that she had with her 401k. And typically, that's what we want to see when someone approaches us for financing, that they have skin in the game, for lack of a better word. And to her point, she had to exhaust all of that before she was able to gain access to traditional financing.
And she's correct.
I want to go to the phone lines real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Kevin, calling from Northwest D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. After being in business for 28 straight years, what I found out is that business people have to keep their hands on the pulse of local politics and national politics. People are still suffering from the 2008 debacle of President Bush. And if you don't know and things beginning to happen around you, you simply suffer. The business that I was in, I felt it was economy-proof. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I found out differently. Mm-hmm. So I would give the advice to say, stay in tune with your politics, follow good leadership, and you should be able to survive.
Okay. Well, great advice, Kevin, and thank you so much for sharing that. And suffice it to say, one problem with the Bush administration may have been a problem with the Clinton administration. The economy is up and down, as I'm sure business people will tell you, for decades and decades. We're going to talk more about starting your own business. What do you need to know? 202-319-7810. Or 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is Small Business Week, and we're telling you what you need to know to start your own business. My guests are Shelley Gross-Wade. She is president and CEO of the Prince George's Financial Services Corporation, and Paula Tillman, president of Absolute Supply and Services, LLC. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Sheena, calling from Alexandria.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I wanted to give a resource that will be helpful to some of your listeners if they are wanting to be able to find some resources to help them to start that business and or grow their business.
Okay.
And it's the Community Business Partnership down in Springfield, Virginia. We have a business women's center, a small business development center, a business finance center, a business incubation center, and we will soon also be a CDFI, and we just opened our V-Box today with the ribbon cutting.
Okay.
So we have a one-stop shop. It's cbtonline.org. And that's C like community, B like business, P like partnership, online.org.
Sheena, real quick, what's it called again? The Community Business Partnership?
Community Business Partnership in Springfield.
In Springfield. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm going to check it out. And then I'll post it on WHUR.com under the Daily Drum. So, Sheena, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Real quick, Shelley, what's the biggest mistake when it comes to money that people make when they're trying to get the funds to start their business?
Good question, Harold. Our experience has been that most companies or business owners are challenged to gain access to capital because they're not adequately prepared. And that is typically driven out of the fact that the business plan may be weak or no business plan at all. The management team may not exist. And so you have an entrepreneur who's very passionate about what they know and love, but they may not have the business acumen to go with that passion. And one of the things I was sharing with Paula as we were in the waiting room is sometimes passion gets in the way of you being profitable. And when you come to meet the lender, we want to look at the bottom line. Is the company generating a profit? And so that's the first challenge that gets in the way of a business owner gaining access to capital. The second is not being able to articulate your story. Mm-hmm. You've really really do need to be able to tell the lender how you intend to use the money and how it will be repaid. And so a lot of business owners don't spend enough time in developing the assumptions that go with the projections. It's okay to project, but those are just numbers. I need to understand how you're going to achieve those numbers.
The business plan. I want to talk more about that in a bit, but let me grab another phone call.
Sure.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Diana calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling quickly. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening, everyone. My question tonight is, what if you have an idea to start a business, but you cannot, you don't have a mentor? So that's my biggest challenge right now is getting a mentor.
Mm-hmm. Well, Diane, there are a couple of resources available to you, and most of these resources that I'm going to list off for you are free. The first is the Maryland Women's Business Center is located in Rockville and in Prince George's County at the Bowie State University. They're set up to provide management and technical assistance. They will give you a complimentary review of your business plan. They will, in fact, serve as a mentor to get you through the early stages of developing that company.
Shelley, let me stop you right there because I have to take another break. However, Diana, if you hold on, I'll let Shelley finish those resources, and again, I will post that information on WHUR.com around 8:30 or so after the program is over. So if you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back on Sirius XM, Channel 141 in just a moment.
The Howard University